From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkan Songs. Marjorie Lawrence was born February 17, 1907, in Deans Marsh, Victoria, Australia. Her father played fiddle. Her mother was a church organist who died when Lawrence was only two. By age 10, Marjorie Lawrence was singing solo and winning vocal competitions. She first left home for Melbourne at age 18 to study voice. Following further voice studies in Paris, France, she debuted at Monte Carlo and later the Paris Opera. Marjorie Lawrence debuted at New York's Metropolitan Opera House in 1935. She became known for her physical performances. A particular note was her 1936 role in Götterdämmerung, which saw her jump a horse through a ring of fire at the finale. Lawrence sang at the Met every year through the 1940 season. In summer of 1941, Lawrence was diagnosed with polio following a collapse while rehearsing in Mexico City. She and her osteopath husband moved to Hot Springs, Arkansas to work on her recovery. Lawrence received treatment at St. Joseph's Hospital and the Maurice Bath House. The couple named their nearly 500-acre property in Garland County Harmony Hills. And Marjorie Lawrence did recover, both physically and professionally. Her initial return to singing was on the radio the next year. In December 1942, Lawrence returned to New York's Met, singing the role of Venus from Wagner's Tannhäuser while sitting. During World War II, she performed for thousands of soldiers with special concerts for the wounded. In 1945, she toured Europe, including a performance at Buckingham Palace. By 1947, Marjorie Lawrence was again able to stand while singing.
As a young girl raised in the bush country of Australia, Marjorie Lawrence dreamed of the time she would be a great singer.
An Oscar-winning 1955 film was based on Marjorie Lawrence's 1949 autobiography called Interrupted Melody. Eleanor Parker, who played Lawrence, was additionally nominated for an Oscar for her role. American soprano Eileen Farrell sang Parker's part in the film.
Not since the great Caruso has any motion picture presented the world's most beautiful music as it was meant to be heard. Not since the Stratton story has a life story been portrayed with such heartwarming romance, such emotional honesty. You'll see Lawrence, the brilliant personality, whose golden voice won the hearts of the world. Lawrence, the star, who at the height of her success on two continents, found the man of her heart.
You mean you'd give up all the rest of it, just for me?
The film Interrupted Melody premiered at Arkansas at the Malco Theater in Hot Springs and also starred Glenn Ford and Roger Moore. Marjorie Lawrence hosted a television show in the mid-1950s sponsored by Coca-Cola. She began teaching and doing voice and opera workshops at Tulane and Southern Illinois universities, and during summers, Lawrence conducted voice workshops at her home in Hot Springs. She began teaching at Garland County Community College in Hot Springs in 1974, and the following year joined the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. Some of Lawrence's best-known roles were Salome, Tusca, and Carmen. But as a native Australian, her signature song, fittingly, was Waltzing Matilda, which she recorded several times, including among her final recordings in 1976. a commanding voice in opera, and an inspiring figure in life. Australian and adopted Arkansaser Marjorie Lawrence died January 13, 1979 at St. Vincent Hospital in Little Rock and is buried at Greenwood Cemetery in Hot Springs. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.
Arkansongs is a production of KUAR and Experiment Station Studios. Associate producer is Keith Merks. For more information, go to arkansongs.org. Arkansongs, since 1999.